Freedoms from Sri Ramanashramam, Part 9, continued from September-October 1992 issue. In 1948, Arvind Bose, a Bengali devotee, shot a series of 16mm color films which were connected together and is now popularly called the Bose film. In our September-October 1992 issue, we began describing this valuable film, noting that it displayed a considerable amount of professionalism absent in most of the other films taken by devotees. It also is the best preserved film, providing us with vivid color shots unequaled in our whole collection. We ended our last description with the sage's visit to the Goshala, the cowshed. In this scene, we saw his marvelous beauty and grace expressed with every look, gesture, and touch as he mingled with the innocent born, his children of the animal world, and on this occasion, the lucky cows of Sri Ramanashramam. Let us repeat the last few lines from our last description and continue on. Looking somewhat lean and cheerful, he walks up to the black cow and begins to gently scratch her back. While doing so, he gazes around, checking to see that all these four-legged animals of the ashrama are being cared for properly. He moves over to a young calf and rubs its back, gives instructions to a worker, turns to the left, takes one step, and then a gracious smile blossoms and lights his face. The reason is soon apparent. His beloved cow, Lakshmi, walks straight to him and bends her head down low. He reaches out to her. At this point, if you slow down the film speed and look at the Maharishi's smiling lips, you can distinctly see him say endearingly, "Amma, mother," as he begins to talk to her. He then raises his right hand and places it on the crown of Lakshmi's head, affectionately rubbing into a small hollow just behind the root of the horns. Anyone who has ever tended cows knows that scratching this particular spot, which is inaccessible to the cow, is a welcome source of pleasure for the animal. Lakshmi meekly lowers her head out of the camera's view, but obviously very near to the feet of her master. The camera shifts and we see the Maharishi is still in the cowshed, petting and scratching other cows, all the while carefully scrutinizing their well-being. Another blink of the camera and the Maharishi is on the move, surrounded by about a dozen devotees. Leaning heavily on his cane with his right hand and a white towel thrown over his left shoulder, the cameraman films the group from no less than 8 different vantage points. Amidst this serene atmosphere in the Maharishi's majestic presence, as the group slowly strolls through the ashrama grounds, it is hard to imagine the cameraman and his crew darting here and there, setting up and shooting in a frantic rush. The whole ashrama must have been on high alert, although what we see filmed looks all quite natural and normal, which it was. In the group, we see Swami Vishwanathan, Appu Swami, K. Natesan, T.N. Vegetraman, and others. The Maharishi seems indifferent to the camera focused on him as he quietly goes about his normal daily amble. At one point, when walking west near the front of the Veda Patasala, Bhagavan seems to be saying something, turning to Vegetraman's son, Ganesan, only a small boy then, who is shyly walking by his side. He puts his hand on the boy's right shoulder, turns to him and makes an amusing comment, then raises his left hand from his shoulder and stretches it out to indicate something big and smiles broadly. Others smile too. Ganesan briefly smiles in the direction of Bhagwan, looks up at him, then quietly lowers his head, obviously embarrassed by all the attention. But whatever it was that amused the sage, however slight the humor, it continues to dance upon his benevolent face, filled with cheer, goodness, and grace, as he walks on, looking directly into the camera and then passing it. His cheerful charm shines brightly, contrasted by the stoic, sober looks of all his followers and the curious side glances from the timid boy. Continued in the March-April issue.